Hello, Chris.
Juan.
And 2 weeks in a row, huh?
Mm-hmm. You're hitting that stride.
It's like we're professionals or something. As I take a sip of my rum.
You have rum and I have coffee. That says a lot about personalities.
So delicious.
It cures the pain.
It does. You know, no, I have cut back. I don't drink every night anymore.
I love it when people give those pats on the back.
But it's for a purpose. It's now, as opposed to quantity, I'm going to go with quality. So I'm paying twice as much for my rum, but now I'm sipping.
This is just a fucking Freakonomics kind of...
But that's what this is, you know, the 12-year-old Flor de Caño.
Well, now.
Exactly, see?
That explains the powdered wig and...
and my pinky bean.
Oh. Yes.
But for other reasons too. But I'm kind of testing the waters. Like, why do I drink every day? It used to be because I really like the taste. But at the same time, I'm like, you know, there's a lot of empty calories I'm throwing inside my body. Let me just see what happens. I've been doing it for about 3 weeks. Yeah, I drink twice a week maybe.
Really?
And then not to get drunk either. Mm-hmm. Or even a buzz. Yeah. Really just enjoy the drink.
Mm-hmm.
Not mixing it with anything, fully enjoying the texture.
So you just replaced it with, like, masturbating wildly?
No, that I still have time
for. that
has not stopped.
No wonder your roof is spackled now. You actually looked up. You're like, okay.
And it glows in the dark, too.
It glows in the dark. You should see a doctor for about that.
That's it for my radioactive years. Mm-hmm. Back, in the military and all the shots and... You don't even ask.
Why does it smell
funny?
Shut up, private.
It's just a line, and there's like six dudes on each side, and you're like, all right, poof. Like your forearm, your shoulder, your left ass cheek, your right ass cheek, and then like, oh, one right, another one on the shoulder. And you never even ask what it is.
Yeah.
It's just an assembly line where you just...
Not one super soldier serum.
No. The only time they ever told us... Past. Yeah, the only time they ever told us, they're like, this is smallpox. I'm like, okay. Fuck it. You know?
What are you going to do? Let's roll the dice.
So that's the latest that's been happening with me. I know that I saw something you posted. I meant to read it, but then...
You were like, what else is new?
Yeah, I was like, oh, it's one tweeting again.
This weekend, and only this weekend, we're going to be at Boca Raton at FAU for Geek Fest.
What day?
It's Sunday, the 18th.
Oh no! Really?
Yeah.
I'll tell you off the airway. Oh no. All right. Actually, you know what else is happening this weekend? The Miami International Book Fair, people.
Yeah, but that's Sunday. Are you? Gonna
that's go on Saturday or? And Sunday.
I know. Aren't you going to go on Saturday?
We're going on Saturday.
Uh huh.
You and I are going on Saturday.
Uh huh.
Sunday, I was hoping to get plastered and grill here.
Ah, son of a bitch.
Yeah, so we'll work it out. We'll work it out.
Mm-hmm.
When I first moved out here, dude, 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Or October 2008, like the October, specifically October 14th, I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was supposed to be temporary.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember, like, when I was, I think I spent here a month and a half temporary, like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I was finding activities to do because I didn't want, you know, I didn't know anyone at the time and didn't know anything. I remember seeing, like, the Miami International Book Fair things. And I remember I went to that first one.
Mm-hmm.
It's like four fucking blocks. They close off. They have little...
Yeah.
They have speakers. I remember seeing Gore Vidal.
Mm-hmm.
And then every year I've gone. So this is like my fourth year.
Oh, okay.
I love it. I think it's very cool. It's gotten smaller with each year, though.
It's just the thing is about book vendors, and the book vendors are going out left and right.
But I remember, like, the first year I was there, that they had, like, a comic tent. They had fucking a hat.
That was probably the year that Chip Kidd did the poster and shit that. Yeah, I think so.
But yeah, I remember they had the comic tent, and I was like, dude, that's awesome. But then every year after that, the tent got smaller. And then last year, it was barely even there.
Really?
And I was all like,
I don't think I went last year.
Last year was, I think, the smallest and most disappointing of them all. Although, their street vendors for food, fucking phenomenal. Because it's so many different foods. That's really cool. So that's this weekend. So
okay.
Go to the book fair on Saturday.
Like crazy, yeah.
Go to the book fair on Saturday. Go to Geek Fest on Sunday.
Yeah. That's where I studied. So, you know. Where the book fair is, That's where I graduated from UF.
Skid Row?
Yeah, that area pretty much.
Isn't there a prison right next door to that area?
That's a federal prison. Oh, that's a nice one.
Excuse me, not that right. County.
And then the county holding is across.
Which is just as bad. Have you ever been in county?
No, motherfucker.
It is.
I behave, motherfucker.
It is dirty. Mm-hmm. You can't sleep. And what's the point of taking a shower if there's these little, I don't think they're even bed bugs. But you, like, luckily, I wear long sleeve shirts that I roll the sleeves on. I've been doing it for 10 years. just to clarify, because I was accused of
whatever. Yes.
But yeah, so it's one of those, like, I'm always like, oh, you know what? If I ever get arrested, I'm cool because I just gotta roll down my sleeves and don't let any of those little bugs get in you. But like, you shouldn't even lie on the sheets, people. If you ever go to county, do not lie on the fucking sheets. It is just a cesspool of not even germs. It's literally little bugs. Disgusting. And the bigger the city, the more disgusting their county jail is. So Miami, I've never been to, but LA County, oh, that is.
But you know what, dude? I have heard that the county jail in Miami is actually pretty fucking clean.
Now, don't confuse it with like the local jail, the holding cell. Mm-hmm. I'm talking actual county.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I knew. Look, the funny joke that used to be back in the day, Miami-Dade Community College, MDCC. And so you would see that, like, oh, you go to MDCC? You know what I mean? And then the thing was, is there was also Miami-Dade Correctional Center, MDCC. So it depends on where you graduated. And you go to MDCC? Oh, yeah, I just got out, you know? And I knew a couple of cats that went through there. It tends to be kind of clean. I mean, now it gets fucking filthy and there's some dirty shit. Yeah, that's...
LA is fucking disgusting.
It's fucking LA, though. God,
it's disgusting. Yeah, you know what, though? That teaches you. Don't go to fucking county jail.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so what's the Geek Fest about, anyway?
Oh, Geek Fest, comic book convention that FAU hosts. I know Cosmic Times is going to be there. Publisher of Red Angel, Larry Gerald's going to be there. And his crew, What the Flux Comics. And a couple of other people. And it seems like another local con, kind of like PalmCon and everything. Mm-hmm. Seems to be really cool. This is our first year doing it. But overall, it looks like there's going to be a good turnout, and especially because of the college and everything. So.
Oh, okay. And what are the hours in that?
I think it's like, I want to say 12 to 6, but I'm not sure. I think it might be earlier.
And you guys are there the whole time?
Of course.
Hanging out.
Yep. Booths 71, 72, and 73.
Speaking of comics, this is something that we've kind of talked about periodically in our conversations.
We talk in our conversations?
I know, we talk in our conversations. What the fuck? Hang on, though. I think I sobered up for a minute. No, but like we always go back to like movies they should make, like superhero movies that they should make, or what comic book character deserves a movie. We both agree, Luke Cage and Black Panther deserve their own movie.
Yeah,
I'll take it a step further and say like Luke Cage and Iron Fist, a little buddy movie, would be awesome. And the premise would be plain and simple: they're just two heroes for hire.
Yeah,
and it just starts that way, you know, like they stop a neighborhood gang fucking, you know, messing with a certain, like, old lady or something.
I think it would be better. You know what they could have? Total, like, you know, maybe a botched kidnapping scene. You know, they're trying to kidnap somebody. Cops show up. They surround the place. They think, oh, fuck, now like, shit's going to hit the fan. One guy says, no, but I called in a ticket or I called in a favor and this and that. Next thing you know, he has, like, fucking some stolen Stark tech, if you want to fucking tie it in to the larger movies. You know, maybe it's not an Iron Man suit, but some kind of fucking crazy robotic contraption or some kind of thing. Or maybe a crazy, like, Hulk-like injection or something like that. He gets all monstrous, goes out there, starts kicking the shit out of the cops. And you just see one guy just turn around with the phone in his hands, like, make the call! Make the call!
Really?
Yes.
You don't think that's too much?
No, man. You gotta fucking... You gotta blow it up in people's faces. You gotta think of, like... Was it Batman? The second Batman. Of the Nolan series, which one? Dark Knight Rises? No.
No, The Return of the Dark Knight?
Some shit. You gotta think about, like, how this one, when the Joker comes out, they do the first 10-minute little fucking movie.
Right.
And the... You know, that whole thing, that tension that it causes. Right. And they released that first. It was like a little 10-minute movie, there is it, get everybody tasting on it. And get, you know, the audience to be watching it, looking at it, and get it involved. And, you know, like, again, you make the call, everything else, you see a phone like that or something. And I have the old school phone because I don't know if I could, you know.
Rotary.
Deet, you know, like, pressing a cell phone is not cool. just picking up a phone, and you see like a gold, you know, black fist like that with some maybe some jewelry and shit.
Oh, he has the yellow shirt. He has the four finger ring.
Yeah, yeah.
What does it say? Power.
Is it Power Fist?
Well, because you know, remember he used to be Power Man. So I think his four finger ring used to say Power, Gold Power, or Hero. I think it said, but he had a four finger ring that looked like a fucking
We gotta research that.
Okay.
If we're gonna write the script, we gotta
go ahead. Keep going.
And just have like the hand getting the phone, picking it up, and you know have the background blurry, but you can still tell like the black pants, yellow shirt, you know, somebody talking.
So we're gonna make him look just like the comic.
I wouldn't say exactly. I would say like how New Avengers looks like. Have you seen how he looks now? Like he looks.
Does he have a suit?
Nah, he doesn't have a suit. He's just like, yeah, it's like black jeans or kind of pants, kind of leathery, I guess. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He'll sometimes have like either black boots or he'll have even like I've seen him fucking style the Timberlands, you know. You know. But then he has, like, the yellow, really tight, kind of bodybuilder shirts, those kind of shirts that have the sleeves, you know, show off the muscle, you know? Then he has, like, maybe, like, black leather bands on his wrists, you know? The rings, maybe a fucking big-ass chain, shaved head, you know? Have to have the shaved head.
Well, actually, no, he had hair in the beginning.
Fuck that. I don't want the fuck. Well, are you going to have him with a fro?
Well, a little fro.
Or cornrows.
No, because I'm saying, you're just kind of turning him into Shaft.
But that's how he kind of looks like now. I think that's more...
I think a little bit of a short haircut wouldn't hurt him.
Really?
Yeah. Because he's not supposed to be... Like, he's supposed to be a overpowering character, but he's not supposed to look all... He's just a big fucker. I mean, I can see the...
Unbreakable skin. I'm looking at the New Avengers and how they
look. I can see the bald head, but I can also see some hair on him. Why does he have to be short stereotypical? Just saying.
Yeah. Jimmy thing going on, I don't know.
Just
answering the phone.
I almost think it's a little too
to the point too fast.
Not to the point too fast, but almost like like most 80s movies would, like fucking Cobra, for example.
Because
look, these two guys are taking over a fucking supermarket, and they're like, "We made a call," and fucking the what does he have? He has like a 49 coupe. Rolls up, opens up the door with fucking cowboy boots on. Yeah, and, you know, his fucking aviator glasses on, and like, I think he had a toothpick on. What's going on over here? And it's like,
what's wrong with that?
Cobra, you're finally here. Come on! It's just like, no, I was thinking more of...
The only problem, you know what the problem was? Is that became a trope for every fucking action movie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to see that, because I've seen it so much in all the 80s movies that I love.
Yeah. But that's the thing, because you want to capture that thing. I'm saying, like, the reason, the way you differentiate is the action would be very high impact. Like, you know what will be awesome? Maybe they make the guys... And you have, like, a B-fucking villain come out in the beginning. And just have, like, fucking Stilt Man.
Never even heard of Stilt Man.
You've never heard of Stilt Man? He's just... It's a fucking power suit that has hydraulics, and he's really tall, and he has long legs. That's it.
Really?
Yeah, Stilt Man. You've never seen Stilt Man?
So he's just tall?
Yeah.
And he has super strength, I imagine, right?
Well, the suit augments his strength. He has some weaponry on there. He's done damage, but he's fucking... Pretty much everyone beats on that guy.
So his point is... He's just a go-to guy to beat up?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I would just really do it fast-paced. Like, you know, like, oh, why did they kidnap that girl? Because she's a daughter of a scientist and the AIM wants them, or Hydra, or one of the fucking supervillain groups wants them, and they hired a gang to kind of kidnap her just to make it look like a gang thing and kidnapping. But that's why Stillman came out and blah, blah, blah. You know, it was build it up that way and just throw fucking Luke Cage and Iron Fist in that motherfucker.
I don't know, I'm telling you, I kind of like the idea of like a gang who you see them in a neighborhood and they're fucking around doing stupid things, and they pick on an old lady, and then this dude just like a fist just wham wallops the dude, you know, and then, you know, him and Iron Fist are just there and they kick everybody's ass, and then they're like, this is our block now, and then, you know, after they clean up and everything, you see them with the old lady, and, you know, she's paying them or something, you know, and they're like, just, you know, just doing her job. If you're Anita's again, you have the number, and you walk, you know. You walk away.
But that's too after school special for me.
No, but I'm just saying, I just think, like, at least it's unexpected as opposed to, like, again, we're 80s kids. We love the fact that those 80s movies happen, the montages in all those movies. But at the same time, I kind of don't want to see it anymore. I appreciate it in the old movies. I don't need to see it again, you know?
But see, okay, well, we're just talking about setup here, though.
Right.
You know? But the thing is, too, is that how else, like, you know, like I say, you know, sometimes you see, when you deal with the core part of this, you know, when you're dealing with, you know, Luke Cage and Iron Fist, I mean, you're not dealing with that many layers, you know? So, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like, because then the thing is, too, what, if they beat up a gang, it's like, whatever.
Just to start, though, like, to show you these guys are for hire. And somebody's going to hire them for something else, and that's
going to be. But then they're extorting an old lady for what if she didn't pay? What,
you know. And look, and it's going to be the three amigos. Like, she's going to offer all her money, and they're going to be like, this will cover the sandwiches, you know, and just leave her the rest of the money, because they're good guys in the end. Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking buddy movie, because.
But you know the reason why is I'm also looking at their power level. Like, Luke Cage to me is an Avenger. He's fucking, you know,
strong. You don't think Iron Man's Avenger? Junior Avenger, even?
Iron Fist,
you mean? Iron Fist, yeah.
Yeah, no, and Iron Fist is an Avenger, too. And he's, you know, fucking... I don't know, like, I feel like they're... I don't know. I mean, you're right. You're correct. Like, I've never seen it. Well, I see him, like, at street level, like... Street level vigilante stuff like Daredevil is. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. Somebody that would care.
But a little more personality. Because street... Like, Daredevil has to be quiet, and he has to be very fucking stoic.
These guys... Which is stupid, because it's really not. Because Matt Murdock's kind of an ass.
But Matt Murdock, though, not Daredevil.
But Daredevil, though, makes his jokes, too. They just made him serious over the years since Frank Miller.
Let's say, even Frank Miller, even him, like, I've been reading a lot of the Daredevil Visionary stuff. Mm-hmm. All the stuff he did was in his head. When he actually spoke, it was very direct and, like, for a reason. Yeah. Yes, Matt Murdock was, you know, flying. But I'm saying, these guys could have a little personality, because it will be a buddy movie. It has to be these two guys, you know, fucking kicking ass, but also having a little fun with being friends. And you kind of get to know what their backgrounds are by what they talk about, you know?
No, and actually, totally. And I mean, you know, like Iron Fist's background, right? Like Danny Rand, he's a freaking billionaire.
Yeah, who went to the mountains to fucking train with
Well, they changed that up a little bit, because now he kind of like, he inherited some kind of, like, thing, and it comes down a line. There's a whole thing to it, yeah.
No, I only know the one where he went to train with the monks and fucking disciplined himself to be that man.
Yeah. But I like the idea of, like, him being also, like, if you're going to do an Iron Fist and Power Man kind of combo with Luke Cage, like, the idea of him being, you know what, I'm going to go down to the hood and help those people out, and having, like, a really... wrong assessment of the hood, or wrong assessment of poor, being a son of a, you know, white son of a billionaire, and then him bumping into Luke Cage. I mean, would this be the intro movie where they meet?
I don't know. I kind of would want them to already have a relationship together that kind of gets tested maybe during the movie because of their backgrounds.
Yeah.
You know? You would spend too much fucking time showing both their origins and how they met. I mean, yes, it could definitely be like Iron Fist in the hood helping some people out, and he runs into Iron Man. Maybe they could have a fight together.
We have to have the what are you? Who are you? Whatever, man. That's what I'm saying, because it gives you the opportunity to do that.
And
then
they're both tired, and they're like, you're pretty good. Yeah. I don't know. But I mean, I'm telling you, I would love... It just seems like it has to be a buddy movie. I don't think... I mean, Luke Cage could carry it on his own, but I think it'd be fun to watch them both, because they've started as Power Man and Iron Fist, and then Luke Cage for hire, and still Iron Fist with him. Because I almost don't feel like each of them could carry their own, but together...
I think
together it'd be a cool...
That's the whole thing, the great dynamic, because even if you look at them as superheroes, you know, what are you talking about? One guy's a bruiser with the unbreakable skin and super strength, and the other guy is... fucking master of, you know, martial arts.
And he
can hit with a fucking fist of energy. Even if you break it down, that's, like, not that great. What's great is the dynamic of these two trying to solve crimes together. And I would like to see, like, other supporting casts from Heroes for Hire come out. Like, that's the thing. Like, maybe there's something there of a story and everything. The reason why, too, that... Look, I never thought much of fucking Power Man or Luke Cage. I never thought that character was that good at all. I thought it was kind of... really, like, black exploitation shit from the 70s.
Right.
But what they made him awesome is that, you know, he's gotten married now, and he has a kid and everything in the Avengers. And seeing that, and how he's like, he'll refuse. He'll be like, hey, you know, if the Avengers need help, I'll be there. But I'm going to be here working in my city. Working the streets. Right. I always liked that dynamic. Like, you guys go fight fucking Galactus, all right? I'm going to make sure my block's good.
And for the record, his... four finger ring says Cage on it.
Cage. Ah, there you go. Yeah. See if you have the fucking... Come on, that's a great fucking shot, dude. You
oh, no, dude, totally.
That good shot, and he picks up the phone, and you kind of see the silhouette of it. But like, you know, like, back, and then like the depth of field and the focus is different.
They did it with the 18-wordy, though, with BA.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that fucking movie.
It was terrible, but I had to watch it.
I couldn't. I'm tired of watching my
The murder character was played really well. I don't know who the guy is, but he played it really well. Mm-hmm. All right, so that's one movie. That's one movie that we'd both like to see. Mm. This one that I have, and I made a note of it, because it's not technically a superhero, but it is a comic. But I think they could do really well with it. Have you ever read the comic Concrete?
Yes.
I think that would be a good movie.
See, the thing with Concrete, it's very meditative.
It's very slow paced.
About like that inner narration.
It could almost be an indie or a short, but I just feel like there's a lot of
I think
of
it would
depth.
Make a great indie movie, like in the vein of Ghost World, but in the vein of something that's a little bit quirkier and weirder. Have you ever seen that movie Safety Not Guaranteed?
No, but I want to. I saw the previews and it looks really interesting.
I'll get it for you. It's a great fucking movie. We just saw it last night.
Oh, really?
Great fucking movie. And I don't want to like spoil anything, but it has that little air of like weird shit going on without being quirky hipster bullshit like fucking, you know,
like what, Scott Pilgrim?
What's that dumb Zooey Deschanel fucking bullshit, you know? Zooey Deschanel fucking quirky girl, new girl, whatever bullshit.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I just hate that hipster fucking garbage. But like, you know, but in a way that's like, oh, all right, cool. Like, this is like, it's like, it felt like you watched or read a really cool short story.
No, I know. And in order for people to understand that, Concrete is basically aliens, right? Transplanted his brain into that body.
You know, you might know more of him than me, because I've only read a couple of graphic novels that I picked up here and there, but I've never like sat down and read
well,
it.
Well, I know. I mean, I really,
there's like an omnibus that I would love to get.
Oh, well, I think what his story is, he was a regular guy, and then his brain got transplanted into this body, and it's basically like a Hulk, a thing.
Yeah,
it's just made
big
out
concrete.
Of concrete,
yeah. No features. No,
yeah,
nothing.
Except yeah, barely, literally no features, and he just has super strength. Mm. And what he has too, which I always found interesting, was like sight beyond sight. He could see like really far, and kind of. But his thing was basically he would sit and kind of watch and let things happen. And his thing was also traveling the world and helping people. He didn't have a city. He didn't have a thing that he did. He was just put into situations all over the place, and he would help people out. And it was short story. I think the first time I read him was in one of the Hellboy books that introduced me to him, and then I read him on the side after that. But it was just that. Like, his adventures were very simple, and you're right, very calming. It wasn't a lot of crazy action. Yeah. He did things happened.
Yeah, and he wasn't like a hidden hero.
Yeah, exactly.
He wasn't like a mystery figure. People knew him. He was like a little bit of a celebrity.
Yeah, he was just a concrete guy.
Yeah,
I thought it was interesting, but that's what I'm saying. I think a short an indie would be great.
Yeah, an indie film, I could see.
Because
it
doesn't
minutes.
Have to have action, because his character isn't. But I would love kind of to see that happen, you know? That's one
thing.
Oh,
yeah, dude. And I could
again,
totally
not a superhero,
see,
but a comic that should be a movie.
And I could totally see, like, one of these guys, like, I could almost see like a Wes Anderson kind of feel. Not too quirky. I'm not talking like out of bounds quirky.
I could see like an Edgar Wright.
Or Edgar, yeah. Well, I don't know. Everything of his is high energy. Like all of
his. Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Everything is like, you know, I mean, Hot Fuzz was awesome.
But it was a lot of high energy.
It's
right.
A lot of high energy. I'm thinking.
I just think Wes Anderson.
What's his other
is
guy's name?
Colors.
Spike Jones? Yeah, maybe Wes Anderson would be too many colors.
Yeah.
You're very correct.
I think it would be
Spike Jones, maybe, or something like
that.
It's something that allows the fantastic to come in quietly. You know what I'm saying? Somebody.
That's a great fucking description of something.
Yeah, thanks.
That's very nice.
I mean, no, because it's just somebody that allows it to, like, be there, you know? You could have, like, a very plain street. Like, imagine just Biscayne Boulevard. And then you see this huge concrete being just walking down and crunching his feet.
You would almost want a noir director.
The noir? What do you mean noir?
I think because it doesn't have to have action, but it'll have a little bit at a time.
Yeah.
Almost kind of like
because I look at like something like say like Ghost World.
That would be
how,
a good one.
I forget who directed that. But how it allowed itself to kind of breathe, you know what I'm saying? There's no soundtrack, there's no setup, there's no bump, you know, anything like that. It was just kind of like, let things happen. And I think if it was directed in that angle and had that idea behind it, I think it would work really fucking well.
That's a really good example, actually, because Ghost World is a comic. Mm. Not the biggest fan of the comic or the movie, but I can watch him, and it has a definitely good pace through it all. And
well, I think this Daniel Klaus's work is like that most of the time, which is the reason why I don't read too much of his stuff. I enjoy it, but it's just after a while, I'm like, it lowers my blood sugar. I can't.
Really?
Yeah.
But actually, now that you ask about him, he did direct Ghost World. His name is Terry...
Gillian. Ziegelf. Yeah, the guy from fucking Crumb.
Yeah, from Crumb. Ziegelf. Exactly. Yeah. He did Bad Santa, too. I don't know what that tells you.
Bad Santa 2 or Bad Santa?
Bad Santa.
Awesome. I'm like, they did that.
You should say awesome.
Bad Santa. Wait, that's the one
that was a, that was a good... I mean, it was a funny movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a...
Jimmy...
Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, midget. I was like, Jimmy John Horton.
The midget and Billy Bob... Bernie Mac.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I can see it in the Ghost World kind of a pace. That's a really good example, actually. Mm-hmm. But yeah, again, not a superhero, but a comic. Yeah. I'd love for him to have his own. The other one I have two here that I would like to see as movies. Mm-hmm. I think Lobo would make a great fucking movie. But
in what context?
But I was going to say, he's got too much space stuff in it, unfortunately, because he just kind of travels all over the fucking...
See, this is where I think there's something cool you could do.
Okay, hit me.
Where you treat Lobo, not in so much a story, but in the way you film it, the way you present it, as a fucking almost like an alien movie, like a fucking invading alien kind of thing. Okay. Where, you know what, I would love to see a plot or something like that, family on a farm or something, everything else. Typical family, da da. And then one day something hits the ground and they look over and this and that. And a cute little alien comes out and the little girl adopts it and tries to like save it and everything else. And they fall in love with the little alien, how great he is and everything else. And all of a sudden out of the sky you just hear fucking just roaring fucking space cycle craziness, music blaring, like for some reason.
Of course he would.
You know, have music blaring and everything else. And just the last Zarnian fucking arrives and Lobo just fucking lands. And it seems like a fucking, like, he's not the hero at all. Like, this is like a horrible
He's an anti-hero,
yeah. Yeah, he's an anti-hero, but he's a horrible fucking alien. You present it like that. Don't even show it too much. Almost like fucking...
Like I'm looking back at it, right?
Yeah. And he's busting into the house and he's like bringing it. The dad pulls out the shotgun and shoots him in the face and they try to stop him. But, you know, and I would make him totally invulnerable, like how he is. I mean, he's gone toe to toe with Superman, fuck's sake. But, you know, maybe a half-ass healing factor or something. I have him come up. Doesn't kill the family. But he seems like all possessed and everything. And then, like, say the little baby alien, everything turns into a total fucking monster. Tries to, like, take over the family, use them as fuel. And he ends up finding, like, that's a bounty he's after. And he's, like, saving the family after he blasts it and blows it up and everything else. Kills the fucking alien. Everything's, you know, all over the place. The family's like, holy shit. And in that, like, you know, the men in black suits fucking show up from the government. And they know him.
Right.
And they're just like, you know, we've told you you can't operate in this fucking quadrant and blah, blah, blah. And shows the special papers. And the whole time the family's watching it and everything else. And in that kind of sense, and have it be comedic and everything else. And maybe show what's going on. And then in that, maybe like somebody who wants revenge on Lobo, he has to stay with the family for a bit because he's in a farm, maybe.
Okay, I'm
going to You know what I'm saying? I know. I'm going with a Harry and the Hendersons kind of fucking weirdness thing.
I'll stop you right there. Because I would be okay if he finishes that mission, goes back, and the next scene we've seen is in a bar drinking.
And get into the crazy spaceport?
Yeah. Because
this that was the other one. Good thing you stopped me. That's fine. I see you didn't fucking enjoy that. But yeah, then he goes, and then you can have, because then if you can get it to the point, the problem with a space movie like that, dude, well, you know what we haven't seen? More like Mos Eisley Cantina kind of shit.
Okay.
Where like Star Trek DS9 had that, where they had the bar, and Quark was there, and there's all these fucking people in the bar, and you see like a Cardassian drinking with a Klingon.
Well, I mean, Total Recall, right?
Yeah, Total Recall, bar scene kind of thing. Yeah, a port, and have, and you know, Lobos are... You know, sipping away, you know? And maybe the little girl hands him something and he's like thinking and he's brooding about, you know, the way he does shit and everything else. And then a space hooker comes and blows him, you know? And it just gets it, you know what I'm saying? Like, it should be comical. It would be something like, I would say Edgar Wright, you know, again, I would like Edgar Wright to be on it and Simon Pegg, you know, helping write, you know, Edgar Wright, you know, directing and Simon Pegg writing, you know, like, because after what they did with Paul.
Yeah, that was a good one.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that approach, too. And have that kind of action and everything else. But it has to be, I think, in the end, ultra fucking violent, ultra insane. You know, have a lot of... I think the alien should be fucking terrifying. Where it's not, like, so much as Men in Black, because Men in Black has its scary moments, maybe. It's a thriller. But it's not fucking scary. It's not like, oh, shit. And really, like, Lobo fights crazy, scary shit, you know? And have that kind of level. Yeah, I can totally see, like, a Men in Black, like...
I can see that. And the funny thing is, you got me into reading Agent Fury.
Okay.
And I could totally do the exact same script, except with Agent Fury. Because he's often in a bar, and shit is happening right around. Or, yeah. You know, and it's always in an alien world, and he's just drinking whatever the fuck he can find in that world. And just let it happen from there, and there's a lot of scary fucking big-ass monsters. There's a big plot going on, but it's still just this drunk guy who just fucking happens to just save the world by the skin of his teeth and just... But still, he's not the good guy. He's an anti-hero, you know, things like that. But I like that. I don't like the Harry Anderson look.
Yeah, you didn't like that?
It's just... No, because then it turns into fucking...
It's too much Beetlejuice in Hawaii.
That would have been amazing if that had happened.
You know what would have been funny? If it was good.
It would have been impossible.
For you think, yeah, right?
Yeah, by the way, speaking of Beetlejuice and Hawaii, I recently read they're bringing back the Ernest fucking franchise.
What? Who the fuck is going to play Ernest?
I don't know who's playing it.
But, I disbelieve.
But it's Ernest's son.
It's his son?
His son, yeah.
The tradition continues.
I don't know. Like, I mean, I watched at least 4 Ernest movies.
But you know what's funny? I remember being a kid watching
and not minding them.
Yeah, but even as a kid, I was like, this is pretty fucking stupid. Like, I'll watch them.
Yeah, you would watch them, but you were like, you know what?
You know, there were some parts that were funny. I remember, what was it, like, the one, like, Ernest goes to court or Ernest goes to jury duty?
He goes to prison, I think.
Is that the one? Yeah, where he's like, he bites on the pen and the ankle links and it's just
the... I'm telling you, the thing is, again, it was the actor.
He was excellent.
He was that guy. He fucking, he played that role so well. And he rolled with the scripts. He you know what? He acted his ass off in those horrible scripts. And I think that's why I can watch that movie. I mean, I watched it as a kid and thought it was stupid, but I watched it as an adult.
Somebody told me that at one time there was going to be possibly an Ernest Elvira fucking crossover.
Oh,
that
would have...
And actually, I'm like, that would have been kind of cool.
Actually, I would have loved to have seen an Ernest Pee Wee Herman crossover. Cause
that's
Ernest
too
movies,
fucking retarded.
Because Ernest that's movies, yeah, they had the same fucking...
That's just too...
But I think it would have been pretty fucking crazy.
You know what? Elvira Pee-wee.
Elvira's too... Well, the darkness and the super hokey light. Maybe. The other guy I had was Grifter. Do you remember Grifter from the Wildcats?
Yeah.
I think that because people are not digging... Punisher, you bring this guy who does the exact same fucking thing that Punisher does. But with a
is
little
he?
Bit...
I never thought that character had that much fucking. He seemed like a Gambit like character with guns. I mean, he just.
But I mean, I always put him as Gambit and Punisher. I always put him as those two guys because it was he was just a vigilante. He happened to be hooked up with the Wildcats, so that gave him a certain type of enemies. But in his own missions, he was just shooting people, everyone left and right. I think it's a character that looks cool. And if you give him a Punisher script, I think he would do just fine.
I don't know. I just find it...
But I think it's a one-time
movie. But I just don't
think
it would fucking stand apart.
I think it would be a one-time movie. I think it'd be fun.
I don't know. I just... You know, my being is just because I just don't find enough substance in it. I see what you're saying. Yeah, it could be a great movie, but it's just not enough substance. Like, why does he fight what?
Yeah, I know. But I kind of would let that action movie go. I'd be like, you know what? I'll watch it.
Yeah, I can see it.
You know, I watch Constantine. Okay. I watched Bob. Was it Dog Dylan? Is that the name of the?
That
was
Dylan
horrible.
Dog.
Dylan Dog. That was
I never
so,
saw it.
That was. So, I just found it on Netflix over the weekend. I gave it about 23 minutes. Holy fuck! That because you know what they tried to do? They tried to do a detective noir style movie. Except
that's what it is. I mean,
I know. Except
I've read the Italian Italian comics, and they're really good, actually. They're a little old schoolish, short and sweet, and the tropes that are there has way too many tropes. Like it's way too many, like damsel in distress, blah blah blah, yada yada yo. So you know it follows very very much a pattern, but I mean it's like it's kind of good because like shit, people get fucking killed and aced. It's pretty gritty, you know, in that sense. So because of it, it kind of rewards off.
Yeah, no, I thought it was.
I worked for an Italian publisher that tried to bring that over.
Really?
Yep. Long time ago. And then Dark Horse did it, so.
Yeah, no, it was a horrible, horrible
movie. Yeah, and it was huge, and it's huge in Italy.
Really?
That comic book.
Oh, the comic. Huge. Oh, I was going to say that movie?
Oh, I don't know. Because what's his name? Brendan Roth?
Brendan Roth. Poor guy.
He didn't win one, huh?
No, he couldn't. The only thing I've ever liked him in was in Zack and Mary Make a Porno.
Yeah. He was awesome in that.
But he was only awesome because of Justin Long being his partner. The other one I have here, which is a stretch, remember Kazar? Or Kazar?
Kazar?
Kazar, maybe? I don't know his name.
Yeah.
He was basically the Tarzan of the X-Men world.
Yeah.
I think we need a Tarzan reboot, and I think it should be him. Because you have the T-Rexes and you have the ridiculous animals.
But I think moreover, not so much Kazar, but Savage Land.
You have to have a leading character, though.
Yeah, but you can have some cast. I don't think Kazar could carry it too much.
You would have him and Sora.
Yeah.
Boom. There's your antagonist and protagonist.
Yeah. But you have to have Sabu.
Why not?
You know. No, I think it'll be fine.
The blonde chick.
Yeah. Shauna the She,
Sheena
the She Devil,
something like that. But I'm just saying, I think because that world in itself would be awesome, you have to have a lead. And I think him doing a Tarzanish role, I think it'd be kind of cool. Because they haven't done Tarzan in too long, and they're probably going to bring it back pretty soon, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Tarzan is
But it has to be really, again, you have to up it. I would love to see, for Tarzan, I would love to see something even midway kind of steampunkish. You know, him in the jungles and having. You know, the deal with some Victorian kind of thing, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, that I would love to see something a little messing around with that. And maybe kind of a Lost World situation, too.
Okay.
That's the whole thing with the Savage Land. Because what happens is that, we've seen dinosaurs, we've seen this. So you can fuck with it a little bit and have some kind of crazy shit. You know, and have, like, fucking mastodons at the same time for the fuck of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't have to make total fucking
And that's
sense.
What I like about this guy. He can, that jungle can provide all of that, you know? I think that would be kind of
funny. It would have to be very, like, I would want to see somebody that can direct really good action and movement and fluidity. You know, like, you know what I'm saying? So that the jungle kind of... Because you know what I look? I look at the Tarzan animated movie by Disney, and it just really shows the environment and everything that's involved in it and how, like, it's part of the playground. It's part of the scenery and how it's being used and everything. Because sometimes it's like the characters are so separated, you know, and that's how you can really tell apart. Because you see, like, the ground characters, the ones that are, like, visiting or whatever, it's like, oh, this jungle is big, blah, 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 and he's just at home with it. And just to show him at home with it and moving it and him showing, you know, that he has a conquering feel over his environment, that would be interesting. Like, I would like to see that kind of angle.
The last movie that I saw that could do that was Avatar, dude, and that would be James Cameron doing that.
Yeah, but James Cameron, I think, he's really good at... Well, it's not only that. Let me tell you something.
By the way, before you let me tell you something. Did you know he's already talking about, like, Avatar 4?
Yeah, I don't fucking know.
Is that the rest of his career?
He can do whatever the fuck he wants, dude.
Which I didn't... Avatar was okay.
I know, but let me tell you something. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think he's that good of a director.
But I think that movie does what you're talking
great
about.
Great business mind. The guy's a fucking amazing... I think to a certain degree, engineer, scientist, brain. You know, I don't think he's that good at cinema, at directing and photography. I don't think he's.
I was going to say good. That movie feels like what you're explaining, like where the environment takes a, you know. A good...
Even then, though, it was a little stale. It was a little like the environment glue and blew and all did a bunch of shit because it moved. We're talking about something that's more reality based than fucking
Mel Gibson thing. Apocalypto.
I never really saw that movie.
That was a good one.
My cousin and me used to make a joke that looked like half our family. Like, it's like, damn it.
Thanks. You were going to say something.
That was the only thing. I just never thought James Cameron was that good of a director. I never thought, you know, I don't know. I mean, a lot of people fucking blow him. I just don't.
I know. I thought Almost Famous was a great fucking movie. But Avatar was it. It was okay. It took me... I watched it at work and with the interruptions of phone calls and everything. It took me 8 hours to watch that fucking movie. That's how long that goddamn movie was. But I thought it was okay. I'm not looking forward to any Avatar after that, though. Mm-hmm. And I've never seen Titanic, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go.
I think I've seen Titanic. That's fine.
All I've seen about Titanic is all those internet fucking posts. I saw this great post where they show you, like, the diameters of the closet, or what do you call it? Where the girl at the end ends up lying.
Yeah.
What is it called? Like a dresser?
Was it a dresser? I don't know.
Yeah, but they show the diameters and how they both could have fit in like 7 different positions. I thought it was hilarious. But I never saw the movie, so I don't know. So I shouldn't talk shit about it, but it just looks stupid. Mm-hmm. I will say that. I got another one here. I think Submariner would be a great kind of... Look, Aquaman's not going to get his own, but I think he can do... He can, if done right... I think because he can do both worlds.
My one thing is that, look, a lot of times in superheroes...
And you got to remember, too, his story is that he's walking around like a human because he's forgotten his memory that he was the King of Atlantis. Mm-hmm. You know? I remember that from the comic book, that he didn't... He was walking, living his life as a human being, and then somebody tried to murder him, I think, and threw him into the ocean with, like, with some cement feet. And that's, like, when he started fucking living under the oceans, when he remembered who he was. And then he took his vengeance upon the human
world. I like that angle.
I like that angle.
Because the one thing I didn't want to get into is the fucking trope of they don't know who I really am, blah, 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 and I'm actually Namor, King of Atlantis. But I actually run Namor Industries, and I'm going to see about cleaning up this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to get into that shit. Everybody tries to fit it into this notch. Maybe it would be better. I think that, because you know what I like is, like, maybe the idea of making a superhero movie that's not a superhero movie.
So he's, how about this? He's like the number one to like a mob lord. And he does all the dirty work.
Nah.
What? Ah. Okay, fine. He's just a criminal. He fucked over the wrong people.
Ah.
What? What?
You're giving birth to a shit baby.
Well, that's how does he end up being betrayed by the other guys and then thrown into the ocean and then he remembers who he is?
I don't know. I mean...
Why can't he be a bad guy?
Huh?
So what?
He's not even a bad guy. Look, the thing is...
He's just a regular guy who got mugged and thrown into the ocean.
No, but look.
Bleeding.
My thing is, because I'm like trying to work from the end going to the beginning. My thing with that, what's cool about fucking Namor is that by the other side of it, where Aquaman tries to be human and humble, and you know, I might be king of the ocean, but I'm just like you guys, faggot. Yeah, I know. Namor is like fucking Imperious Rex and throws a fucking car at you. And his thing is just like, I'm the fucking man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and you have to remember, too, he was the enemy of the Fantastic Four for a while because he kept trying to fucking make the humans pay for their mistakes.
Yeah. And so I like the idea of him being an environmental terrorist and everything else. So I like the idea of maybe he's some fucking...
The movie starts with him causing a tidal wave next to a city that's been dumping a shitload of... oil into the ocean. He just drowns the whole city and fucking comes out as like, bitches, this is how you learn.
I don't know about the bitches line there, but I think I like the idea of, say, somebody that would be an environmentalist or somebody like that, tries to go far, tries to shut down a plant or something like that, and one of those, they catch him and they're like, you know what, fuck it, get rid of these guys. And fucking tries to kill him. And they just drown him. They throw him out in the fucking ocean.
Because they think it would be ironic.
Yeah. You know? And, you know, maybe he's reflecting back on who he was. And maybe his mom never told him. Because remember, like, the whole thing was he's half human, half fucking Atlantean. Yeah, right. He's actually a mutant.
He is.
You know, he was the first mutant. And throwing him in the fucking water and him sinking right there. That's the beginning credits. Like, that would be kind of cool. And him reflecting back and everything else. And then... Be, you know, finding that, hey, I'm breathing underwater, you know, but they killed my friends, they killed this and that. And, you know, this could be a trilogy easily, because the first movie could be just him fascinated at his abilities and everything else. And, you know, having one of those situations where he, like, hits it and everything, you know, hits back and gets his justice. And at the end, somebody, you know, all of a sudden, like, a bunch of Atlanteans coming out of the water and coming up to him. And it's like, and then he's looking at him, and then they just get on one knee and bow to him. And because they found their fucking king. You know, that kind of idea, that kind of angle. I like that idea of it. But the whole idea of, like, him being, you know... And I would love to do that. Like, you know, you have the scene where maybe he's downtrodden. They're finally beating him. I don't know Namor's fucking enemies, though. Because that's the thing. Aquaman has a rogue... Yeah, he can't use that Fantastic Four. And then Namor never really had a rogues gallery.
No, he didn't.
You know, I mean...
He fought some underground... underwater characters. But you have to remember, too... Namor goes back to World War II because he was fighting against, he was fighting alongside the original Human
Torch. That's a whole other
against
angle,
the
though.
Nazis.
Yeah, but that's a whole.
So that's
other
what I'm
angle.
Saying. So if you take it all the way back, Nazis are his enemies. But I guess in the '90s, It was.
I'd rather have the environmental action because that's my problem with both of them, is that, dude, if you're the king of the oceans, you should be pretty fucking mad. You know what I'm saying? And should be holding the, you know, the world hostage, and be like, you know what? I'm gonna drown all you fuckers. They get rid of you, and then I'm just gonna just take over the world afterwards.
I like that idea. I actually do prefer yours over mine, even though I kind of fed yours in, with mine. But I'm just saying, just
throwing it out. Yeah, yeah.
Your idea, I do like where you're going because I remember.
And I don't want a young guy. I don't want a fucking kid who finds his powers, you know?
No, he hasn't been, like,
mentally. Maybe he always was strong. He was just like, yeah, I was always strong. But I care too much about this. I care too much about this.
No, because I was going to say.
And maybe his human father is, like, his, you know, his best morality. And maybe his Atlantean fucking feelings are really, like, intense. And that's why he, instead of being, like, good and honorable, he's a motherfucker. Like, he's a little bit crazy. He's a little, because that's the thing with Namor, again, the same, because that's what I want to lead to, is to have a fucking scene where they think they beat him, they think they have him down, and just fucking get, yeah, like that, with the tidal wave and like that, and he's just like, they're holding the fucking, that fucking trident, and just going, Imperius Rex, and then screen goes black, Namor, and then, like, that's the commercial.
That'd be pretty badass.
Yeah.
Pretty badass. Unfortunately, we've run out of time.
We have already?
We have, right?
God.
That's how it goes, man. That's how it goes.
If you guys have...
If anybody's got any ideas...
If you guys have an idea for a movie or you want us to hear us spouting bullshit, please email us. Either at secretmediagroup@gmail.com.
Okay.
Or...
Until I can get iHeartJuanAndChris at gmail.com.
It'll be this week, right?
Yeah. Well, no, the thing is, I say it as a joke, but I almost... think it's gonna be kind of gay.
Yeah, that's a thing too. I was like,
But it's also kind of funny because I laughed about it just saying it.
I like.
No, because that's just lame. But I heard, you know, Chris and Juan at Gmail sounds kind
of. How about funny. I have feelings for Juan?
Hey, we'll take a poll. Juan. If we get one person that says yes, it's done. All right, thanks for listening, everyone. Chris,
Juan, laters.
Find Juan's drawings and musings at fuacata.com. That's F-W-A-C-A-T-A. Keep up with Chris's drinking and ramblings at typewriteronmute.blogspot.com. Also like them on Facebook at Zombie Ears and Christian Guillen, G-U-I-L-L-E-N.